Well, get your husband into it. I ain't your slave.
Luden is out of town, and you are my slave.
Okay.
Welcome to the Crypt Keeper's Coffin, a Tales from the Crypt retrospective brought to you by Bat and Spider. Episode 82, 99 and 44/100% pure horror. Did I say that right? 44.
Yeah.
How would you?
You did.
Did it okay? All right. I meant to listen to how the Crypt Keeper said it so I wouldn't sound like a dolt.
Right.
But, you know, here we are.
You can't avoid it. I think the only way you can get away with it is if you were a spokesman for the Dove Corporation.
Yeah. Is that where this name comes from? Was this like an old Dove soap ad thing?
Yeah. Oh, no, Ivory soap.
It was Ivory.
But I remember as a kid hearing it, and... But they said 44/100%?
Yeah. What's that?
Like... Yeah, isn't that redundant? 44/100 is... Or just say...
I guess it's 99.
And you math geeks, stop tweeting us and telling us about how we're pronouncing numbers wrong.
Stop it.
I'm sick of it.
Fucking God.
The amount of texts I get from Chuck complaining about these guys adding us all the time because we pronounce...
Half my day, I'm texting Dale, complaining about you guys. I hate it.
You should hear the complaints in Chuck's Patreon newsletter. You could check out. He has a Patreon.
Stop it.
Quit it. All right.
Yeah, so this episode's all about soap. I was in the soap aisle today, Dale, because I ran out of soap. So I had it on my little listy list to go to the store. It said soap for Chuck on it. And I was like, all right, maybe I'll switch brands. I'll switch it up. You know, I was trying to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
And I just watched this episode. So I had soap on the mind.
Sure. Did you have Bard soap on the mind?
Oh, yeah. I always rock bar soap.
Wow. Yeah. Good man.
Bar soap living.
We could have a whole conversation.
I know. Well, we might. So I was in there looking at the bar soap and, I spotted this one lonely 4-pack of Kirk's soap. And it said, like, since 1936, Kirk soap. And I was like, well, this, if there's going to be a soap that melts my flesh, it's this. So I was a little apprehensive, but I was like, you know what? I'll try this out. Came home, took a shower, and I've bought bars of soap, like, that were like unscented, and man, the smell of just whatever soap smells like, I hate it. Sucks.
Yes.
Like, you buy some cheap soap and that it's just like, it smells like you're in the chemical factory in Jersey or wherever they make soap. I don't know. And this stuff didn't smell that bad, but you know, a little bit got in my mouth and it's like, oh, this is why, you know, this is like, and made me think of a first grade teacher, Mrs. Moorhead, washing kids' mouths out with soap, and it's like, yeah, this shit tastes bad. I feel like kids nowadays, they don't know. Like, soap now is like, it's all fruity flavors. Probably tastes great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it does. You know? But not Kirk's.
Not Kirk. No, you get a little bit of Kirk's in there, and it's that flavor is sticking around, and it's like your primordial monkey self, your lizard brain's like, no. You know, why are we afraid of snakes? I don't know. Something inside me is telling me to stay away.
Man.
So
good.
Got 4 bars of Kirk's to go through. I'm ready.
Good luck in your journey, Chuck. I got to tell you. And I'm glad we talked about Bard soap.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in time in my life, Oh, well, you know, I have genteel skin. I have sensitive skin. Uh-huh. Okay, Chuck. So I'm going to preface with that.
All right. Kirk's.
But
the thing that sold me on Kirk's said for sensitive skin on it. So.
Oh, sure. FYI. Okay.
But they all say that.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't want you, you know.
Give me the stuff for the unsensitive skin. Where's that stuff?
Right. Yeah. Give me, lava soap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess that is.
Pumice.
But yeah, you got sensitive skin, genteel skin. Go on.
Sensitive, genteel skin. It gets very dry very quickly. I need to lotion as soon as I get out of the shower. So there was, I started probably in my teen years, I started buying my own soap. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, I forsook Bard soap because I think, remember back in the mid-90s, like shower gels became.
Big switch.
The thing.
Yeah. I never successfully made the switch.
But before that, there's no way it existed before that. All of a sudden, shower gels are like hot on the presses. And I said, you know what? A little shower gel,
yeah.
A little loofah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I am pampering my my body. And for the long, since like until months ago.
Yeah.
I was a shower gel only person.
Wow.
And I tell you, if my skin was pampered,
yeah.
Then I'd hate to see it unpampered because it's not. So recently, I've made the switch back.
You have
to Bard soap.
Welcome home.
Somewhat through gifts. Somewhat uh-huh. through me, like you know, shopping for like Jack Black is.
Making soaps
not
now?
The celebrity
oh
but there is a Jack Black brand soap and I got like a little gift set
yeah.
that included a bar of soap and I was like let me try this bar of soap
nice
and I dig a bar of soap I'm digging it
this soap talk is going better than I expected when I thought of this mm-hmm. while I was shopping in Walmart. God, I mean, yeah, the reason I never made the switch to the gels or the body wash, I noticed the other day, it's like in the supermarket, it says body wash on the aisle sign.
Wow, and it's like, that's huge.
That's a huge switch. Like, that's been, yeah. You're right. It started in the 90s, but I guess it's just been long enough. It's like, fuck it. It's just body wash now.
Yeah, I even said to my wife, my kids, I don't think would know. What Bard soap is.
Wow.
They would probably stare at it like monkeys, you know, using bones for the first time.
Yeah. And the thing, I realized the thing, it was the loofah. I've used loofahs. I like them, but I think that's the thing that kept me away initially. It was like, how am I going to feel clean just rubbing this gel into my skin? There's no accessory, but you have to get the separate accessory to get that scrubby feeling. But I was like, it's all the one thing. I like this bar.
Right.
I even used to like... When I was real single man, grungy. Raw dogging, fucking, I wouldn't even buy shampooed Dale. Just use that bar for the head.
Dude.
And you know what? It worked well. I've heard hairdressers say bar soap is fine for your hair. So.
Hairdressers, Chuck?
Hairdressers.
Or like.
Maybe barbers?
or maybe or like people who.
That old man who lives downtown standing outside the barbershop.
Yeah, the old man who drinks at the VFW every day and eats like pickled eggs from the jar on the counter.
He steals them, doesn't pay for them.
So for Christmas I got you know the big thing now, the people who reinvented Bard soap, Chuck, Dr. Squatch himself. I'm sure you've gotten the ads.
I've all seen gotten Dr. the ads. Squatch places, yeah.
So I got a Star Wars Dr. Squatch gift set for Christmas.
There's soap on a rope in there.
It's like dark power sea breeze or you know like it's like the smell is all related to Star Wars, but
Darth Vader
it still
musk.
Smells like soap. It's in the end like you can stick your nose through that cardboard box lovingly encasing of one half of a bar of Dr. Squatch. But as soon as you get it wet and start rubbing it on your body, you still smell that soap chemical smell.
Yeah. It's a bunch of BS. It's like, I listen to this video game podcast I listen to, and they're talking all about these stupid Sonic the Hedgehog candles coming out. And it's like, yeah, but they're just candles. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Unless they're putting hedgehogs in that wax, you know.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, you could just buy them on Etsy.
Yeah.
You could make your own.
Yeah. Just say it, write Sonic on it. There.
Right.
It's blue. Blue candle.
Man. Nobody even knows what this episode's about yet, Chuck. We're 9 minutes and 50 seconds in.
Well, let's do it, Dale. Do you want to say what this episode's about?
So this episode's about an unhappily married man and wife. Mm-hmm. The wife is very upset with her life situation, but she's an artiste who makes, on the side, she makes like macabre paintings, but her main gig is designing the Derma Smooth soap companies, cartons, packaging, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Her wife is the president, Senator Kelly from the X-Men movies, is the president of Derma Smooth. And he's getting pushback from the shareholders that they're not happy with Derma Smooth's, you know, they need a refresh. And they would rather not use the wife's designs at all.
Packaging's getting a little stale.
Yeah. Tried and true. I mean, you know, as a frustrated wife would be, frustrated with her husband, she takes the biggest soap on a rope that Derma Smooth produces. It's got to be a 6-pound bar of soap. And starts beating Senator Kelly with it until he dies from bludgeoning wounds.
Yeah. Repeated blows to the face and skull.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Go on.
To get rid of the body... Well, she's the president's wife. She's got the keys to the kingdom. She's got the keys to the warehouse. And she takes his body into the soap factory and dumps it into the big vat of acid that goes into making soap, apparently.
That creamy, the beginning of the, creamy vat, FYI.
The creamy vat of smelly acid. The trick is, at the beginning of the episode... There's a video from the president to the shareholders, you know, exclaiming the benefits of Derma Smooth soap and how in the old days they used to use animal parts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody who's anybody has seen Fight Club and knows. But animal parts contain even 70 kinds of acid, even hydrochloric acid. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to put that on your skin?
Bad idea.
When Derma Smooth could do better?
Yeah.
Cue to the soap factory. You know, the super villain origin story here. She dumps Senator Kelly into the vat and makes a case of bars of soap out of his body. Yeah. And then she goes home to take a shower and clean the blood off. And she runs out of her Kirk's bar of soap.
Or gel.
So she,
no shower gel in there.
Right.
It's like squeezing that bottle of ketchup, you know, just farts left. That's it.
This was too early. This was too early in the 90s to have. Yeah. She starts using our husband that's inside of a bar of soap. And apparently, this bar of soap contains so much hydrochloric acid that it starts melting her skin off of her body.
Sickening.
And quite possibly, might be the best shot in Tales from the Crypt, like in terms of effect.
Yeah.
It's primal. It's real.
Yeah, that one shot, the nude shot. Is that's the one you're talking about? And there's like slime everywhere and blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good shot. Pretty good shot.
Yeah. That was all worth it because it was pretty, you know, straightforward story, which is fine. But man, when she started lathering up with that soap, I was like, how much hydrochloric acid could be in one human?
That was the other thing that made me nuts. There was a huge vat that guy fell in. I was like, man, she's going to be here all night. Waiting for this, you know, automated factory to make bars of soap out of that whole vat, you know, to get rid of all the evidence. But she just has like a tiny box full. And I was like, man. And that carpet's probably still sitting up there, the bloody carpet. Come on.
Did she like, was it like Willy Wonka? Did she just throw the carpet into the vat too?
That's what I was hoping. Like I was like, just throw that in the vat. You know, that'll melt probably.
There's acid.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Just take care of it. Yeah, that money shot at the end was really fun. And I loved this character. She's surrounding herself by total cucked men, you know?
Get out.
What?
Get out. My husband will be home soon.
Oh, it wasn't finished.
Ask me if I care.
That she can just push around and it's, you know, she knows exactly what she's doing and it's inspiring. I love it. Like, I love Bruce David. Like, what a fucking wimp this guy was. Like,
oh my God.
When she's like threatening to divorce him and he's like, oh, I got private eye pictures of you sleeping with that fake Pauly Shore. And she's like, oh shit, you know, I won't get my 50% in the divorce. And he's just like, look, I know it's more my fault than yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's like, you're just such a fucking wimp.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he says, I know, but I'm still not going to let you go.
I know. It's, like, oh my God. It's so sickening.
He was perfect because it was perfect casting for him to play this because he was a wimp and he admitted it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, I'm still not going to let you go.
Just walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
He's got his trophy, you know, wife.
Yeah.
Like, I may
She's
be.
She's a pretty lady, too.
She was great. So there was this segment in the beginning where she goes, like, she's an artist. I guess she's kind of a famous artist on the side. She goes to this like daytime local talk show to like talk about her art and stuff, which is like insane. I mean, did that happen in the 90s? Like,
oh boy.
I feel like artists are way down on the rung. I don't know. I guess like local public TV would
maybe,
do that.
Yeah, but maybe local. Yeah.
I don't know.
And maybe like a segment on the evening news.
Yeah.
Like the feel good segment.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And it would have to be something. Yeah. Like the artist is doing something for charity, like some big painting. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be art for art's sake on TV. But I did catch during the scene that the director of the show is none other than Rodman Flender, the director of this episode. And I cheekily sent, I took a picture of my TV, sent it to Rodman. I said, who's this young fellow?
Oh, yes. That's amazing. Oh, my God. Because I saw he had a credit as Brian,
yeah.
But I was like, where was this Brian? I forgot that there was actually more than three people on camera in that behind the scenes news segment.
Yeah. I always wonder how these cameos happen. Cause it's like, cause there's all like the guild and like the Actors Guild. It's like, is it spontaneous where he's just like, oh, we don't have someone, you know, like the guy didn't show up and he's like, all right, I'll do it, you know? And they just let it happen, I guess, or what? I always wonder how those cameos work out, you know?
Do you remember the head of the news segment there, the interviewer?
Yeah, who is that lady? I know her.
She was in Living Color.
Oh my God.
She was hilarious in that show.
She's got crazy eyes. I love it.
Yeah. She was amazing. I remember cracking up to her watching on Living Color all the time.
That must be where I know her from. Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah.
And that fucking, that other artist guy that was on the stage, like, with his, he got mad when she called his art graffiti.
Ronaldo
Escorita, who ended up getting the soap gig, the soapbox gig. And that's right. That set our girl off.
I like how Ronaldo was so, you know, super proud that he doesn't call his graffiti graffiti, it's art, and the city's his canvas, and like he seemed like
weird.
The exact type of person that would not sell out and design soap labels.
Totally. Very much.
You know?
Yeah.
But a man's got to eat, I guess.
Yeah. Oh.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Dale, did we
Dr.
look
Squatch.
Up, did we look up Dr. Squatch?
Let me know.
Pre-recorded ads by us about Dr. Squatch soap?
Oh, please, in a second.
You know, we make it some sort of funny thing, like when you're, you know, when you come home for a long day at the office and you're covered in gore, you know, reach for that Dr. Yeah. Squatches.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Let's try a reading now. Let's be improv about it, okay? Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
I'll start. God, Dale, I just came in, I slipped on a banana peel outside and I landed in a giant pile of dog shit. And I just smell terrible.
Shit, really?
Yeah, it sucks. I smell really bad.
Yeah, I can see it all over you. You're standing, like I'm sitting here at the couch and you're standing here.
Yeah, I did that thing where I thought there was a piece of shit on my cheek, so I started wiping it, but then I realized my hand was covered in shit and it's just,
it's,
yeah,
Not, it's a whole scene now. I can
now I luckily, look like Jose Canseco.
Luckily, I'm glad that you left the shoes outside.
I did do that.
I guess there is something. I don't know. I have a laundry sink. I guess you could put your pants in there and your shirt.
Oh,
I don't know what you do with like clumpy shit on your clothes, but I have a shower.
Oh, that would be a great help. What kind of soap you got in the shower?
Well, it just so happens that I got this new Dr. Squatch soap, Bard soap.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's the I just made the switch back to Bard soap.
Wow.
And it smells amazing. It smells like what it's let me get it out here first. Cruelty free.
Okay. I mean that's the number one thing I look for when I'm soap shopping.
Cruelty free, and it doesn't have that powerful soap overtone like, you know, Kirk soap or
Kirk's the worst.
And
never buy
you're
Kirk's.
Just I can recommend just get a new bar because I don't use the bar in the shower. That's mine. And you are absolutely peppered with dog dirt.
I'm to the point
where I can't concentrate.
Yeah.
So I hope you get clean and I can give you some like a triple X shirt to wear. I don't have anything smaller.
That would be great. Here. And if you have any like old like rags under the sink I could use as a washcloth, that would be really good.
That's right.
Just something
that's
I can
right,
throw
because
out right away.
I haven't gotten any cloth, you know, because I used to loofah all the time.
Yeah.
But now that I'm back on soap, I'm just going to go cut up a towel and
I appreciate that. Yeah. Something old.
Because you're going to need to scrub.
Not your good ones. Yeah. I am covered in shit.
You are. It is.
But the smell of this Dr. Squatch bar, it's great. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic, and I'm telling you, it changes the game.
Am I smelling nutmeg?
No. That's what you think it is, okay? But it's smoked cypress leaves and whiskey.
Wow.
Notes of whiskey and bourbon barrels.
I gotta say, I mean, if I was an alien coming to Earth and you had to explain to me what a man smells like, I might say those two things together.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You're going to, trust me, you're going to smell way better when you come out of that shower.
Yeah. I bet. And hey, one more question about this. Is it affordable?
Chuck, I know you're standing here covered in dog crap right now and we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
But you look at the triangle, right? Mm-hmm. Was it the consumerism triangle? It's a triangle. You can have it cheap. You can have it good.
Uh-huh.
Or you can have it something else. Ooh, okay.
Okay. All right.
So this is good.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Do you have
it's comparable.
Okay.
It's comparable.
Okay. All right.
It's good. Comparable.
That's great. Well, we did it. How did we pass the audition? Dear God, I hope so.
I hope Dr. Squatch hears this.
Dr. Squatch.
The fine folks at Dr. Squatch.
Do they have a mascot? Is it like a Sasquatch guy?
You know, that's the thing. I don't think they don't really. I mean, he might be on the packaging, but he's not in the commercials or anything. It's just like a man. There's a man.
How about Dale? Do you ever use, before you went back to bars, do you ever use the, what is that? Do you see that I'm making this motion?
That's funny. You're like, you're doing something.
But the OG soap in a bottle, what the one with all the religious writing on it, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God.
Is it Dr. Castile's? Dude. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the shit. Now that,
we
if I want to feel like a pretty lady, I'll use that stuff. And that's the stuff like peppermint on your beehole.
Whew. Dude.
Spicy.
For everybody out there right now listening.
Yeah.
This is when you twist off the cap of concentrated peppermint oil.
Oh, yeah.
and smear it all around your bee. Like it's a sensation. It's like it's like butt chugging a peppermint patty.
Yeah, I mean it's like a piece of Big Red in your mouth, but the other end, and it just feels refreshing. Yes,
right.
It feels
it's like
clean.
It's like chewing up a couple pieces of Big Red and then jamming it up your hole. I think that's where you're going with that statement earlier.
Yeah.
When you were talking about Big Red and your in relation to your asshole.
You're pointing at me.
Jesus. Yeah. We just bought that and we still have a bottle of that in the house. So we're just first time users
of
it.
Great stuff. All right. Wow. Oh, yeah. We should wrap this up, Dale. What are we watching next week? I believe we're down to last one this season.
Episode last of season six. Before we get there, I just want to point out a little bit of pedantry here in the back matter of on IMDb. A unusual amount of blood is on Willa's dress after she beats her husband's face in.
Oh.
The amount of blood would not be on her dress if that really happened.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, person on IMDb. I meant to talk about that dress specifically. Amazing dress. Oh. I was impressed that she wore that for so much of the episode and that it was, she just like, yeah, it's completely covered in blood and it was like silky white before. But she just like, she threw on a trench coat and just went about.
She owned it.
Destroying her husband's body. right. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
I'm in love with this woman.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, who is this girl, Dale? Who is she? How do we get more of her in her lives?
I know. She's Christy Conway. She's been in movies, but
And her southern accent, was that just her real accent?
She was born in Texas, so did you notice it like it would disappear and come back?
Yeah.
It would kind of like bounce back and forth. It happens. She was the ice princess in Batman Returns.
Oh, okay.
Remember the ice princess? She would like her slicked back hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, and she is in Doc Hollywood. Yeah, that got you excited last time.
It did. I got to go back and watch it just for her now.
Yeah. She was in an episode of The Single Guy, our favorite television show.
With Jonathan Silverman?
Yeah, Jonathan Silverman.
Oh, great. We deserve nice things. So next episode, the last episode of season six. Wow.
Coming up, murderer.
Plastic surgery makes a criminal look like Humphrey Bogart. Years later, he's a successful businessman. His angry wife finds out about his past and threatens him. He asks his plastic surgeon friend to end her. Twist after twist ensues. I almost jumped out of my skin because it says Humphrey Bogart's in the episode, but it's just as archival footage of Humphrey.
Because there's that guy who looks just like him that was like in a bunch of stuff in like the 80s and 90s, I think. And I was like, oh, did they get that guy?
Remember he was in that Jalo movie we watched?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
John Lithgow's in this episode.
Oh, amazing.
Isabella Rossellini.
Mm.
Wow. Sherry Lynn Fenn.
Amazing.
And Robert. Oh. Robert Sacchi is the guy.
Oh.
Is the Humphrey Boat. The Bogart guy.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Whoa. Rest in peace. He just died 2021.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wow. So, yeah. So this is stacked. This is a Robert Zemeckis directed episode. So.
Oh.
We get our big gun producer director coming in to back cleanup.
Yeah.
Or finish out the lineup. Not cleanup, but.
He is cleaning shit up. Yeah.
Step aside, twerps.
Until then, until then.
Until then, I mean, this is going to be great. I'm excited. And then after that, Dale, we can enjoy the special feature, Whirlpool Virtual Comic Book. So, look for that.
The end of disc three, you're telling me?
Yeah. Or it's going to tell you to put in another disc. I don't know which one it's on.
Remember when DVD special features would come as the CD-ROM portion of the DVD and you'd have to put it in your computer?
God, it sucked.
Cripes alive. What a time. What a period of experimenting with mediums.
Like you'd get an album and it would have like a QuickTime file on, put the CD in your computer. You could boot up the QuickTime file. It was like this big, this pixelated thing. God.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, next week, Humphrey Bogart and Tales from the Crypt. We'll see what happens.
Here's looking at you, Chuck.
Hey, love you, buddy.
Was that bogey, or should I have said somebody else?
No, that was it. Yeah, here's looking at you, kitties. He is looking at you. Oh, is Crypt Keeper going to do a bogey impression?
Yeah. Oh my God.
What did he do this week?
Yeah, he was like a javelin thrower. He's the Olympian.
And he gets hit with the javelin at the end. And he's like, I caught it. Like, I don't know.
Oh boy.
All right. See you guys next week.
Listen, let's start over again. We'll erase everything. Let's give it another chance. What do you say?
You upset Joey.
Tales from the Crypt.
Ryan, we got tape on those retarded kids that draw with their feet.
They're physically impaired, not retarded.
Whatever.